fight in viruses by daylight. Never running from a real computer. Little ones named Tech Rage Girls. They will never turn their backs on an email. They're always there to defend. They're the ones whom we can defend. They're the ones named Stellar Tech Reach. Tech Reach. Computers are the best thing in the whole world.
With modems,
logging off by moonlight, fighting viruses by daylight. With their teacher Miss Gallup to help fight the viruses.
They're the ones named Tech Reach Girls.
They're the ones named Tech Reach Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have entered the Tech Reach Zone podcast number 2. Thanks for that great theme song by Talia and Sarah. And now a segment on Mother's Day by Maggie.
Moms are special. Without moms, we shouldn't be here. What they do is care for us and teach us about the world. And they love their children with all their hearts. There are different kinds of moms. Some moms want to make gardens and care for Mother Nature. Some make jewelry and clothes for fun. Some cook. If we're with them and try their hobbies with them, it'll be a lot of fun. So treat your mom specially, like make her breakfast or lunch, or maybe dinner perhaps. Or clean up the house, or buy a gift that'll make her smile. Or make a gift from your heart. And finally, don't forget to hug your mom and tell her, I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
And now, here's Heather with a biography of cheese.
Cheese is the most delicious food on planet Earth that is actually healthy for you. So listen and learn about the history and life story of cheese. Cheese historians have no idea how or where cheese originated. Cheese was invented before writing was. However, after interviewing some mozzarella named Mr. Harold F. Cheese, I discovered that the first cheese was made of woolly mammoth milk and was actually invented by a dinosaur. Mr. Harold F. Cheese says, "My ancestor was the first cheese ever made. The story about the woolly mammoth and the dinosaur has been passed down from generation to generation in my family." Since invention, cheese has been around the world, being a popular food. Just to name a few countries that have some of their own cheeses are Egypt, Japan, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Poland, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, Canada, Britain, the U.S., and many more. Cheese has also starred in movies, like the one about a giant cheese ball that runs around the cafeteria in North Middle School. Cheese is also special because it is made from cow milk. I bet you could make cheese from turtle milk, too, though. And cheese is mostly orange and yellow, so that makes it extra, extra special. Cheese is really special. Cheese has inspired many great inventions like Cheez-Its, string cheese, and evil vibrating chairs. Poetry has also been written about cheese. Today, cheese has its own fan club called TechReach.
And now, Poetry Corner with Lindsay.
The poem I'm reading today is What I See by myself. What do I see if it is not the sun? What do I see if it is not the moon? What do I see if it is not the stars? What I see remains to be seen. What I see is me. I see me, for I know I can grow. I know my potential, I know how far I can go. I can touch the stars, I can touch the moon, and if I want, I can go farther than the sun. I can break my limits, I can go where I want to go. I know the way. The sun, the moon, I passed them all. No one can stop me now, I'm too far gone, too far off. You can't tell me no, it can't be done. Just because it hasn't happened yet, doesn't mean it won't.
for something completely different. A descriptive essay about messy rooms by Angela.
It appeared a disaster had struck in the room, but really it was just Patrick's bedroom. In the center was a crooked futon with crinkled blue blanket on top. The white pillow stained with cola. The window glass had been smashed, leaving an enormous black garbage bag in its place. Pop cans scattered all over the hardly visible decaying rug. The mini fridge stood ajar, revealing the source of the horrible smell of rotting food. The shelf once containing a collection of pocket knives was now scattered all on the floor, was lying on its side. On the computer desk was all the laundry that wasn't on the floor. I cleared a shirt off. There was a computer screen and a keyboard. Gum was stuck between the keys, scattered bits of blank CDs and potato chips spread across the sticky surface. The closet was crammed with an old box of Legos, spilled across the closet, two kites tangled in their own string, old soda bottles, a scattered deck of cards. Finally, I saw what I was looking for, my old CD player lying on top of it all, covered with a sticky substance. I shrugged, maybe I don't need that after all. Silently, I closed the door, hoping to never witness that sight again.
An interview with Batman and Wonder Woman.
Hello, Wonder Woman.
Hey, Batman.
How are you?
Awesome.
That's great. So, Wonder Woman, what's your real name?
Princess Diana.
That's so weird. We went bowling last night.
Really? Who are you, then?
I'm Bruce Wayne.
Oh, that's cool.
So, anyways, where are you from?
I'm from the island Themyscira.
What's it like there?
Very earthy, with buildings made of rock.
Cool. What special abilities do you have?
Superhuman strength, speed, stamina, and durability.
Awesome. What's your favorite thing to do on your free time?
I like flying to exotic places for a vacation in my invisible jet, and I also like crime fighting.
That's pretty cool. Well, that's all we have for today. Thanks, Wonder Woman.
Thanks, Batman.
Yeah.
Batman! And Wonder Woman.
And now a segment on smoking with Sarah.
Teenage smokers suffer from shortness of breath almost three times as often as non-smokers. Teenage smokers produce twice the phlegm as non-smokers. Smoking hurts young people's physical fitness in terms of both performance and endurance. The earlier kids try smoking, the higher their chances of becoming a regular smoker and the less likely they are to quit. Smoking causes a greater chance of getting sick to illness. Smoking causes early facial wrinkles. Secondhand smoke causes wheezing, coughing, colds, earaches, and asthma attacks. And worse than everything I just said, someone dies every 8 seconds from smoking.
And now, an important news update with Rayleigh.
Chaotic Train Car Game will start on June 27, 2007. And I know it's long, but you need to learn to play before playing it. Oh, remember, each car has their own code to play cars online. Well, I gotta go now. Bye.
Right now, a riddle with Rebecca.
With pointed fangs it sits in wait, with piercing force it doles out fate. Over bloodless victims it proclaiming its might, eternally joining in a single bite. What am I? I'm a stapler.
And now a little advice for
from our friend Crystal.
Yes, this is me, Crystal. I would like to say that we do not want to be grounded because it's a nice day and you want to hang out with your friends and everything, don't you, right? Right, yeah. And, like, we should just pay attention to your parents, don't get grounded, get good grades, and listen to your teachers. And whatever you do, do not eat raw chicken. Yep, this is me. Bye.
When the moon hits your eye like a big apple pie, that's amore.
And now, Professor Maya on the country of Italy.
Italy, quiet and serene. The maker of pizza and a top producer of cheese. You may take a nice long boat ride in a gondola down the river. You can eat pizza, fresh pizza, at an awesome pizza place. Yeah. Also makes pasta. There are many good places for pasta in Italy. I love pasta. And I recommend a trip to beautiful, quiet, and serene Italy.
When the moon hits your eye like a big apple pie, that's amore.
Well, we've reached the end of our podcast. You've been listening to podcast number 2, May 2007, created by the members of the TechReach Club.
In case you didn't know, the mission of TechReach is to increase middle school students' interest in science, technology, engineering, and math through hands-on, high-quality curriculum, mentoring, and real-world projects. We create a supportive and diverse educational community focused on students' needs through partnerships with parents, schools, communities, businesses, and higher education. TechReach is offered through after-school clubs targeting at-risk middle school students. Schools select a teacher, that's me, Miss Galb, who deliver the program to approximately 10 to 15 students at each school.
We are so glad that you were able to listen to our podcast today and want to let you know we have one more before the school year is out. So we hope that you will stay tuned.
Logging off by moonlight, fighting viruses by daylight, never running from a real computer, little ones named Tech Reach Girls. They will never turn their backs on an email, they're always there to defend. They're the ones whom we can defend. They're the ones named Stellar TechReach.
TechReach. Computers are the best thing in all our world.
With totems.
Logging off by moonlight, fighting viruses by daylight,
with their teacher Miss Galb to help fight the viruses.
They're the ones named TechReach Girls.
They're the ones named TechReach Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.